Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Hey, it's Anita and Olivia, and we've been talking about tips, but we're going to switch it up here because this is the fourth quarter. And hey, my lady here to my right, Olivia, who loves sports, came up with calling this particular segment the fourth quarter because she's a sports girl for sure. Basketball.
Coming in the clutch.
But I know you like this segment because, well, we both do, because it's all about a little old teeny weeny quarter that we have in our pocket that has some really cool information on the backside of it about different states. And way back when the U.S. Mint came up with these quarters and had each state designate something to go on the back of their quarter, it was really fascinating to see what each state thought was significant or iconic for their state. But now we've kind of switched it up a little bit, and we're saying, why not go to those states, see if you can find something touristy that is based on that quarter?
I think we've learned a lot along the way and have been inspired, actually, to go on some of these trips ourselves. And we still have quite a few quarters to go.
We still have quite a few quarters to go. But, you know, the interesting thing, too, is that it's interesting to find how many things you can kind of turn into a something to see or something to do based on those things.
Absolutely. I think the first quarter we started with was Georgia. And, of course, there's a peach, you know, front and center.
Uh-huh.
And we've kind of revisited that recently and learned that there are so many things that you can do. Just with that one image of a peach.
Of a peach. I mean, there's museums and everything. Who knew that a peach would have a museum?
Yes.
Okay, so what state are we talking about today? Because like you said, we still have quite a few. I know we've covered a lot, but we still have quite a few to cover.
Yes, we are going to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And this quarter was released in 2000. And it's good that it was released this early because, unfortunately, the design on the back of it is of a natural rock formation that no longer exists.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, wow. It depicts one of the state's most famous natural formations called the Old Man of the Mountain, and also has the state motto, live free or die. But unfortunately, that rock formation crumbled in 2003, so only 3 years later. So It's lucky that they commemorated.
That's very interesting too. I mean, because that would definitely be something that would draw people to come to that area to see that. So that's really unfortunate that that has happened to it. But as you said, it's nice that it was commemorated before it actually crumbled.
Yes. And the Old Man of the Mountain was located on Mount Cannon in the Franconia Notch Gateway. It contained about 5 layers of Conway red granite that all together, from its right view, resembled the profile of an elderly man looking eastward. And it's just his face. It's just this giant face if you look up pictures of the Old Man of the Mountain. And that was just formed over thousands of years of glacial ice melting and slipping away against that rock. And that's what formed, but unfortunately, it did crumble.
Well, that is very, very unfortunate. I would have loved to have seen that in person, but now I would definitely have to check out the pictures, and I would encourage you all to do that too, because it really shows you how, you know, how significant, you know, doing something like this is to kind of highlight these things and encourage people to go and see these things that are in our, right here in the United States, while they're still here.
Exactly. Not to strike fear in the hearts of our listeners, but yeah, they may not be there forever.
They may not be there forever, so you definitely want to get out and do that for sure. So anything else about that?
Yes. I mean, you can still visit the area where the formation was. It's a really beautiful scenic area in the mountains. And one place you can visit along there is the Franconia Notch State Park. It's located within the White Mountain National Forest. And there's a nice scenic parkway if you just want to take a scenic drive through the mountain peaks. But you can also visit a gorge they have there. And of course, in the spring and summer, there's some beautiful wildflowers and mosses and ferns. And along that gorge trail, you'll also see a covered bridge that dates back to 1883, and it was called a kissing bridge because it's where people could escape and have some privacy.
And get a kiss in. Yeah.
A little lover's lane. there's also a 45-foot waterfall and some gigantic glacial boulders along that trail. Or if you don't want to do any walking, you can also do the Cannon Mountain Aerial Tramway. And this actually has some unique history, too. It was the first passenger aerial tramway in North America.
Wow.
And it's still in operation today. So it takes you all the way to the 4,080-foot summit of Cannon Mountain. And in the winter, this is also a really popular ski destination. There are over 90 trails in that area. So if you like to ski, this might be the place for you.
Well, it definitely sounds like that. And it sounds like, you know, we talk all the time. I think we say this almost every show when we're doing the quarter miles, that we're always looking for a place where families are traveling together. There's something for everyone to do. And certainly this sounds, again, like one of those. And you can learn a lot as well.
Yes. And if you need some more skiing while you're there, you can visit the New England Ski Museum. They have a permanent exhibit there that examines the 8,000-year history of skiing.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Right. I mean, you don't think about skiing having that expansive of a history, but it's true.
Well, and when you think about it, probably why that happened is that skiing was probably a major way of getting around in places where there was a lot of snow.
Exactly.
You had to get down that mountain somehow.
Right. So you can kind of see the evolution from, you know, using skis as a mode of transportation to how they were developed to perform competitively.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, speaking of skiing, I always think about wintertime. You can experience Christmas year-round in the Santa's Village there, which is an amusement park with several Christmas-themed rides.
Yes, and there are a live puppet show, tours of Santa's house, and also Christmas carol sing-alongs. So you can visit that all year round. And they actually have quite a few interesting themed amusement parks in New Hampshire. So if that's something you're interested in, you might want to check out their theme park roster.
Well, yeah, you know, and theme parks are really a great way to kind of maybe have that experience if you want to take the grandkids somewhere. It's a really great way to do that as well. Looking for something really special to do to make a memorable trip.
It is. And if you're looking for more of an educational trip, the Squam Lakes Natural Science Center seems like a really cool place where you can learn about ecology and New Hampshire's wildlife. There's a public garden, lake cruises, live animal exhibits, and lots of educational programs. You can explore their forests and meadows and marshes, and also see mountain lions, black bears, bobcats, and otters while you're there.
That does sound pretty fascinating. Now, there's also the Castle in the Clouds, a mountaintop estate, and it's open to the public. It was built in 1914, and it's renowned for its architecture. So for people who are like architecture buffs, like to go and see homes, and especially old homes that are now museums, this sounds like a perfect one. And there's a museum in the house, an art gallery, a carriage house restaurant, so you can get a bite to eat there. You can do some horseback riding there, as well as hiking. So if you still want to get that hiking in.
Yes, and it is beautiful. I mean, if you can imagine a lovingly crafted mansion in the mountains, you know, with sweeping views of the mountain range.
Yes, yes, yes. And that would be, I would think, one of those Instagrammable type places where you can get some really good pictures of yourself.
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, another great place for some pictures is along the Mount Washington Cog Railway to New England's highest peak, Mount Washington. And it's all on a vintage steam-powered train. And, of course, you're going to see some beautiful views that you wouldn't be able to see anywhere else.
And I love an old train. I just think that is so nostalgic. And taking that in that particular scenery, I can just only imagine is really fantastic to take a steam-powered train. It's like really like going back in history.
It is.
I love that. I love that. Now, you can also go to Strawberry Bank. It is a 10-acre indoor living history museum, which is great, too. So a lot of museums.
Lots of museums, lots of immersive experiences. And at Strawberry Bank, they've got 8 heritage gardens, lots of historic buildings, and plenty of hands-on activities. You can also go to the museum and touch and interact with the over 30,000 artifacts they have there.
Right, and they really invite guests to come and do that. So that is something that you can really immerse yourself into the past and get those hands-on experiences. Again, really great for kids to come and do that. Now, Olivia, this has been a great show. We're coming down to the end of this segment. And one of the things I want to mention to folks is something we've been kind of pushing around a little bit, is that we're going to turn Quarter Miles into a podcast so people can hear Quarter Miles all the time.
We're taking a deeper dive than we already have.
We are. It's always going to be fourth quarter.
Yes.
Fourth quarter forever. But we'll have more information for that. You can always check out all of these type things on our website, travelbagswithanita.com. Our social media, Instagram is Anita and Friends. That's the letter N between Anita and Friends. And hey, just check us out, follow us, let us know what you guys want to hear on the show as well. Now, the show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, and you can check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. This has been a great show. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye. I want to get